SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. A lot going on as we start a new week of CNL here on the grid, the final week in February. Thank God. Move on. Hopefully, we move on to March, of course, with the madness and maybe a little better weather. Get Joe a little bit closer to football being back, because we know how much he thinks about it. A lot of football this week, though. We got a lot going on. Guys running around in shorts in Indianapolis at the Combine. Trade talk. Football hot stove going right now. A lot of moves. College football win totals also this week. So we've got all of that that we can dive into. But, of course, also, lots of action tonight. There's a bunch of NBA games that we'll take a look at. There is a lot of college basketball, but really only four games that matter. I know that Joe has some crypto plays out there too, so we'll have to find out specifically what those are. Some TGL also at 9 o'clock East. The golf hitting the ball into the screen is coming on in a little bit, so we'll have to watch that. Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, meat? Got a lot of mo. That's it. I'm ready. Yeah. Florida State plus the 3.5 crypto with Kansas tonight.
That's a late night tip, right, Joe? That's like an 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock in Colorado. Colorado special.
I should have went with you on. I'm actually gonna. I think Kansas is gonna be an absolute smash job tonight.
Play.
I think that is a big smash play. Colorado stinks. Kansas kind of got themselves off the deck, beating up Oklahoma State over the weekend. Now they another smash job tonight in Boulder for a late night tip. So we do have that. I'm actually kind of surprised. I know you're like a booster for that Red Raider program, and they got a big game tonight with Houston down in Lubbock. I'm surprised that that wasn't part of your triple diamond package of college basketball plays that you have this evening.
I try to mix it up, Carver, and you know, I'm going to watch it from an in-game perspective, but the numbers just lined up on Kansas and Florida State for me. So we're hoping. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little nervous. I got a little sweat in my shorts, if you know what I mean.
I understand what you're saying, Joe. And as Florida State, I believe they are just starting the second half, right? Do I have that properly?
Yeah. 6.5 is the end game now.
49-43 Tar Heels. Points a plenty, Joe, in that first half.
Yeah,
points
I know. 92.
Plenty.
I don't know if that favors.
There.
North Carolina's been playing well, but they haven't been a very good road team. So I need them to implode. The
live total.
I'm in the middle of something. I'm trying to break down numbers here. Hang on. Live total. Yeah. As we speak. Lisi always working. great job by you. In-game total right now. 6.5 is the spread. In-game total is 174.5. Juice to the over slightly. No
very
good
heavy.
For you?
Very heavy.
Yeah, so
I think it slows down in the second half.
All right.
I think it slows down.
So what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to play the under.
Slow it down.
Slow it down.
You got to slow it down. Tresvant. Slow it down.
What about you got anything with the Wolverines heading into the Cornhuskers tonight?
No, I want to watch that game. I was going to lay it with Michigan, but 90% of the people, according to FanDuel, where I backed off.
Everybody's on Michigan tonight. I like the Cornhuskers.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I like the Cornhuskers tonight.
Slow it down. You got to slow it down.
Any NBA for you tonight? A couple good early games.
I got a profit boost tonight. Up to two bills. Up to two bills. What do you want to do?
Clippers are up three on the Pistons as they're about to hit the half. Points of plenty with the Nuggets and the Pacers, 64-58, as they're about to hit the half. Bulls up 21 on the Sixers. Someone had to win tonight, Joe. The Bulls have lost seven in a row. The Sixers have The Bulls have lost six in a row. The Sixers have lost seven in a row. So somebody had to win. Nets down seven to the Wizards late in the first half. I might get a little Nets live there. Hawks up 23-22 on the Heat. We still have T-Wolves and Thunder. That's actually starting now, Joe.
Come on, let's lose SGA and Edwards, 35 each.
What about late night? What about this Malik's Monk with Charlotte and Sacra Tomato? Malik's Monk. Your guy's playing tonight.
You want Malik Monk. You want to take him for threes?
I don't. I just know that he's playing tonight, so I'm assuming that you are going to be on him. That's all. That's the only reason. Malik's Monk.
Edwards to score 30 is plus 172. SGA is minus 210. You got to give
in.
Up.
They just played last night. They played each other last night. I didn't.
Who could we get for three?
I might actually go for some Portland guys tonight in Utah.
You want to take this Dort for threes?
Dort, how many threes, Joe? How many?
Three at 215. Profit boost.
All right, hold on. Let me dial this up here. Let me see what I got. Did I get a? I'm sure I didn't get a profit boost. God forbid. Sure, nothing for me.
There he goes. There he is crying. There he is, Mikey the Crier.
Yeah, I got one. The big $10 max I got on it.
What do you want to do with this Monk? What do you want to do with this Monk? Let's take Zach LaVine for threes.
I want to take Zach LaVine for threes now, huh?
Four threes for Zach LaVine.
I kind of done with Zach LaVine after last week. I don't know if I want to go down that road with him
again. All right, good. All right, I'm going to take
him. You're going to get in? So you're jumping in?
Yeah, because usually you're always a day late and a dollar short. Here we go. Zach LaVine. Oh, wow. 14-1. 14-1, Carver. I'm
for
taking
how many threes?
Four.
You want to put it with the golf?
No.
No, no put it with the golf.
Well, absolutely amazing. Not. No, I don't. I did it already. I took SGA and Edwards for 20. Look at this. Here they go. Lock me out, Johnny.
Locking you out?
SGA for 20. Edwards for 20. Dort for threes. And LaVine for four. That pays with a profit boost, 1,400.
Dort's your guy, man.
Yeah, Dort's your guy.
Came through for me that time. You're the one who bet Isaiah Joe. That's your guy.
Total hack. Guy's a hack.
I love Dort. Dort's my guy. Carver and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're just getting going on a Monday night on the grid. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you All right, Joe. Let me tell you what else is going on here. So I gave you most of the NBA. for tonight. There's really no other college basketball of significance. I mean, unless you're in on, I don't know, I guess with you anything's possible. You could be in on McNeese and UT Rio Grande, or maybe a little Florida Gulf Coast taking on North Florida. Lamar and Incarnate Word. You know, there's a couple games out there down the lower rungs of college basketball that you could be involved. I mean, last week you had, what was that dopey game you had last week? New Orleans? Was that your one last week?
New Orleans and Nichols over.
Nichols, yeah. Nichols losing to Texas A&M Corpus Christi tonight.
Before we get into this, how was the Great Wolf Lodge? You look well. You look rested. No bags under your eyes. You look like you got a little bounce in your step right now. I mean, really, skin looks good.
I would highly doubt that at all. That is just not the case whatsoever.
You missed the Lisi and Kurtz and sometimes Carver episodes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes Carver. I'm just saying.
You got to understand something. There's a reason why the name would have to change. See, when I'm not here, it's because of vacation days or something like that. You're like on like a scheduled not here for the same day for like a month in a row, or it is, you know, you were gone. Basically, we, you know, the show wasn't here for 3 or 4 months. The show.
Negotiations.
So, and then,
negotiations take place. What can I say?
Well, these are the negotiations. So for the next month, Wednesdays are Carver and sometimes Lisi. That's it. That's the name of the show. You know, that's what it is on Wednesday nights.
You want to have Carver like Lisi's name, Lisi. Like Lisi's name, like crooked with like the thing all like slanted.
Sometimes Lisi, sometimes, a little bit on the side right there. Yeah. It's going kind of downwards. So I mean, it is what it is. It's the way of the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's how it has to go down.
Talk about a little negativity seeping through your cells right now. I could see it on your face.
No, I mean, I'm all good. I'm all good. And look, you know, it's, you know, that's not really a vacation for me to work the Wolf Lodge. It's just
that's not,
not
what I'm hearing, though.
A
lot of people were talking. Carver's must be living his best life. That's all I heard all
quite.
Last week.
Not when you're trying to chase and corral an 8 and a 4 year old around that place.
Well,
that's not living
your
best life.
I mean, you know, they're starting to become self-sufficient. And at the end of the day, it's not so much your kids. It's the other kids that are running around. You know, that's the problem.
Oh, no, my kids are running around, too. My kids are a problem, too. Yeah, they do their fair share. So.
Well, the screaming, the crying, and you want to bang your head on the wall.
This is what happens when you put people in a confined space for a finite amount of time. I mean, eventually, bad things are going to happen. So
bad things are happening in Tallahassee.
Down 10. Big run by down 10. North Carolina comes out
smashed.
Firing here.
We're getting smashed. Come on.
Smash job.
What I say now?
I just want the under. I hope you win.
What just happened? 8.5 is the in-game total. What happened to this team? Here we go. I start talking to you down like a dart. Like it's like you wish bad
first
on
of all,
sometimes.
I left here on Wednesday night, last time I was with you last week, and basically everything came in on Wednesday night. Everything came in. All those late night plays came in on Wednesday night.
I think we made money, didn't we?
We sure did.
No,
Rutgers came
Thursday, the NBA. I showed you the tickets.
Yeah. Wednesday night, we did all those college basketball games. That was the night Missouri and Arkansas. Who was it? Colorado State, Rutgers. Everybody came through last Wednesday.
And then
night,
Thursday, I continued the hot streak with the NBA.
Did you?
This kid, yeah, sure. And that's where you were crying at DRS and Donnie. Never shows
me
the tickets. Never shows
me. Never
if I
me
give it
place.
Out on the show,
I never get the
if
place.
I give it out on the show, it's good. This kid, scrape him up. He's going into the locker room now. Hopefully he's not worth anything to this team. Finn, we're dead to rights. Yeah, man.
Who do you like in the golf at 9 o'clock? You know, in the golf.
Not really. Is Lendon Hamilton still the coach?
This is his swan song. They're throwing him out / retiring at the end of the year. End of the line for him. You'd think they'd give him some big effort here coming down the stretch, but you're not getting any of that. All you're getting is heartache.
North Carolina is starting to come into form now. Hubert Davis has them playing hard. I mean, come on. You're at hard. Where's the foul? Guy's giving him the elbow.
Is he? I'm going to put it on, Joe. Sometimes this changes your flow. I'm putting the Carolina FSU game on. I'm going to throw this on for you here.
You know.
What?
No, I had the crypto on Saturday. I put it out. Read all about it. Oregon Ducks were quacking all the way.
I didn't see any of that.
How about the foul? There, guy. Nice shot. Nice shot. Come on, down 8. Let's make a mini run. Let's go. Team's frauds. Don't give them the 3. Get that.
What time? What clock? What's your clock on right now? What do you got?
17:15. Transition.
I'm way behind.
This is going to give me the odds of it tonight. Come on now.
Way behind. We're going to have to clean this up at the next break here.
It buries at 3. We're down 11. We're dead to rights. You know, you're Mr. Negative. Here he comes. Just
I'm on the under.
We're down. I hope down everyone like misses.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. With you on a Monday night on the grid. We got a lot of hoops going on. There is a couple of hockey games this evening. One of them is underway, and believe it or not, Joe, so they're at the end of the first period. Let me see what you think here. So we did this game on Coast to Coast today, this Winnipeg-San Jose game.
Yeah.
There's only 2 games tonight. Winnipeg was minus 500 pregame. Five bills. Okay. Minus 500. Yeah. Between minus 480, minus 500, depending on where you get it. They're down 1-0 at the end of the first to the Sharks. Sharks up 1-0. Heavy, heavy dogs in Winnipeg tonight. Now you get Winnipeg down a goal after one period. Minus 162. So that's a big knockoff. 20 minutes off the board. Mm-hmm. One goal down from minus 500 to minus 162.
Okay. Okay. What are you thinking? You want to jump in on the dog, Winnipeg, because they're down?
Well, I mean, I'm getting them at 162 now instead of 500. I've slashed only 20 minutes off, and I'm only down a goal.
Now, we've done this before, and we chase, and then they get smashed. I'm not doing that. It's bad enough I'm losing FSU right now. This is like, look at this guy. Where's the foul? Where's the foul? The guy's getting mugged.
61-47, North Carolina. With 16 and a half
to go. Left the guy wide open. Left the guy wide open for 3.
Yeah. This isn't going well. Not going well at all. That under's not coming in either. That total's going to get smashed, that live total.
Think so?
I mean, North Carolina hasn't missed a shot in an hour. Right? I mean.
Yeah.
Hard to get the under when a team doesn't miss. I mean, you're feeling it from the other side now. Michigan up 17-15 on Nebraska. Well, you need Florida State, and I need the under. Both of those things get hurt significantly by North Carolina never missing.
Yeah.
Correct? So that's why we're both feeling it.
I mean, our defense sucks right now. Our defense sucks.
Texas Tech up to 4.5. 4.5.
Are they playing now? No, not yet, right?
No, 9 o'clock. But I was 3.5. Too. That line's been moving up.
All right. Something's up then. All of a sudden, Houston. Why is that line moving up? Somebody out?
Let's see. I mean, people are betting the Cougars, Joe. They're betting the Cougars. Let's see. Texas Tech. Meanwhile, still 61-49 as they're going to hit the under 16 soon. Yep, there's your answer, Joe.
What?
Texas Tech star guard Chance McMillan.
Yeah.
In a boot and street clothes. This was 14 minutes ago. He had 23 points the first time when they beat Houston there. He ain't playing tonight, this McMillan. He's out. So
yeah, we're dead to rights here.
Well, yeah, that game's... we're in a lot of trouble with that North Carolina game.
We got to put this together now. What are we doing? Carver. I don't know.
Well, you might as well, like I always like to tell you, Joe, I'd set that one to the side. I'd just forget about it. No, I'm just saying, I'd leave it alone. Now, did you have that tied to Kansas?
Yeah.
So we got to find something else now to go to Kansas. How about Winnipeg?
How about Winnipeg?
How about Winnipeg with Kansas?
All right, let me think about it.
Let's put the Jets here. Like Winnipeg with Kansas. You want to get a third? Want to go in for somewhere else?
Let me think about it.
Put it with the golf. However, it's possible.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you with us here on the grid. We're having a tough time with Florida State. They're getting smashed right now by North Carolina. I did, Joe, go with the Winnipeg Jets live at the end of the first period, down a goal at home to San Jose. And I put him with Kansas minus the 6.5, Joe, night game. So,
all right, good luck. Good luck.
Plus 185 for that. I know that's really not... that's not the depth of water that you usually swim in. I know that you need, that's not enough for you. You're very greedy. More. So, I'm going to go a little bit lighter, Joe, and I'm just going to put those two in.
All right. I still think we have a little bit of life here with Florida State. You got to make a run at home, man. It's a conference game. You're going to lay up. Penetrate, get some. What are we doing here? This team is pathetic. Got a point guard that's like 5'4". How is this kid playing?
5.
Looks like Muggsy Bogues out there. I mean, yeah. Guys getting eaten up alive in the middle.
I mean, Hamilton, this is why Hamilton's shutting it down, Joe. Can't recruit.
I mean, I'll give them some. I don't know. We're down 14. Can you get us under 10? At least the kid can make free throws. All right. Maybe he's a spark plug. Maybe he's a little, you know, could he be like the old Chris Jackson, Abdul Rauf? Could he be like that, 93% from the line? Never see that again in today's NBA. Never. Look at this.
Chris Jackson. I'm in on this.
They're going to press. They're down 12. How do you, Come on, man. Make a run. I'm dropping stuff. Here we go. Everything's all
I'm
over.
In on this, I'm in on this this Jeremy Grant tonight for Portland, Joe. Jeremy Grant. Jeremy.
All the usual suspects, you know. All right.
Tell me that Jeremy Grant is one of the usual suspects. You can't say that to me. Okay, that's just not true at all.
Can we play some
Never
defense?
A usual suspect.
Box out! This guy's eating us up in the middle. What are we doing here?
I'm not sure. So I'm on Grant for four threes.
Okay. Whatever, Carver.
Grant for four threes.
I got a crypto that's dying as we speak. Jeez.
I already told you. Start moving on to the next thing.
There we go. The
move
kid
on
got
to the next
slapped.
Thing, Joe.
He got slapped on the wrist. No foul, nothing. Everybody looking around. Lollygagging. Here we go. I mean, you slapped him. What are you putting your arms up? Slap the wrist.
Stadium's moving behind you, Joe. Stadium's moving.
Shaking. I got the moving camera tonight. It's on me. I can't move around.
All moving around. How was, by the way, I know you like to bring, you asked me about how the Wolf Lodge was, so I figured I'd bring this up with you. Man, I mean, you have been busy lately. I mean, last week, DRS down in AC, breaking bread again this weekend. I saw you breaking bread.
Down on
right?
Mount Street.
Oh, how about that? Look at you. Now, when do you go out with Kevin? Because now you got to get, now next Saturday is the dinner with Kevin. Is that, you've got to get everybody in the syndicate together. And then the Saturday after that, you take all the producers out. You'll take Kofsky, and then as you'll start to take it, Friezo. You'll get everybody out the week after that because you've done, you hit the RS, you've hit Ben. Now you must be have Kevin lined up next week. So.
No, that's not right by you. That's really bad out of you, to be honest.
I'm asking what's going on. When's
I've invited you out. Make a move!
Joe's still yelling at this Florida State team. I mean, they are completely gutless.
There's 13 minutes
in the tank.
Left. Why can't we make a run?
They're finished.
Oh, that's a good stop! And one. Look at this. Unbelievable. They're not going to count that, are they? They're not going to count. Are they really?
Joe, they're closer to being down 20 than they are being down 10. I mean, they're in rough shape right now.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Look at, I mean, really? We're going to count this hoop? We're going to count this guy traveled. Good. Can we get a stop, Carver? Can we get a stop? Don't give him the three.
I would love some stops. Stops would be great if we could figure a few out. I would love to get a few stops in this game.
Man, this team is so out of control. Like North Carolina, their ball handling is terrible. Look at this. They're just, can we get a rebound? Where's the white jerseys? Transition, man.
Give him the business.
Three ball. Here we go. All right, we got it. We're under 10, I think. We're under 10. Make a run. Press, Hamilton. Amoeba. 2-3 zone.
The amoeba defense out? You're going with the
amoeba? Amoeba defense. Give me the amoeba. What is going on here? You know, the crowd's involved. We're in transition. This guy, are they counting it as a three? His foot was on the line or a three? What are we doing here? What a game changer.
What is it going to be, Joe? What is it?
They stopped it. Like, here we go. It's a three ball. Come on. Unbelievable. Could we play a little bit of defense? Like, really, we could go on a mini run here. We're not down and out. Make a
All
run,
right,
baby.
I'm on the Atlanta drive here at the TGL at 9 o'clock against Boston. Atlanta.
Could we bet this? Could we bet this?
I don't know if Jersey has it. Go to the golf page and see if they have it yet. See if you got it up there.
Meanwhile, good call by you. Toasty at least came to play.
Toasty played well. Toasty finished 11th or 10th?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got the top 10. He snuck into the top 10. Backdoor top 10. He played very well. Did Griot even make the cut? Griot didn't even make the cut. He was
yes, he did.
Gutless.
He made the cut. He made the
he
cut.
Made the cut.
He finished four under. He
you
was
know
terrible.
That guy that won, Joe? Was like, he was like 250 to 1, 300 to 1.
Yeah, but that guy, was. He shot 10 under in day two. I mean,
no, that
I mean
was,
the guy
that was Poltergeist. That was Poltergeist, yeah. The guy that lost in the playoff. The guy oh, Brian he, Campbell won.
Oh, what? Did he?
Yeah, Campbell Ooh. Beat him in a playoff.
Wait a minute. This guy's missing free throws. Miss it! Got it! Guys, we got to foul that guy down the stretch. He is horrible.
Everything See if Jersey is... has that TGL yet. Go
right,
to the
wait,
golf
I'm
going to
look.
On
I have a shot to cut this to 8, Carver. We got a shot here. I haven't given up hope. Don't go for the 3-ball. Come on, work it. We have better guard play. 3-ball! Get that bound! 3-ball! Carver, we're too athletic. We're too at and one! Oh! We're too athletic inside. We got a very Seems good lineup way. Here. We got a very good lineup. Hamilton, no emotion. Get him out. I mean, really?
No, it's time. It's time for him. He's got to shut it down.
I mean, he could see the punches coming. He can't get out of the way.
He really can't get out of the way anymore. He can't.
The car
he
is
can't
coming. He's like stuck he's, in the middle of the lines. He's stuck mm-hmm. in the middle of the yellow lines. Like, what are we doing? The car's racing down 86 miles an hour. Get out of the road, man. What are you doing? No emotion from this guy. We're down 9. Can we cut it to 8? Give me a little momentum. Joey Moe.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here for this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. Here on the grid. All right, Joe. So here's what's going on. As you know, Florida State has made a run. They're down 6 at the under 12 timeout. So still a long way to go here. 11:37, but 68-62 here. That under's finished. I got no shot of that. Michigan and Nebraska tied at 21 with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. You have that cooking. Houston and Texas Tech will tip at the top of the hour. Of course, Texas Tech.
We have no guard. They're guard.
Yeah. The kid, hold on 1 second, Joe. When they, this kid who's out tonight, that's McMillan. He averages 15 a game. Good player. He had a great game when they beat Houston down there. He's not playing. He's out. So that's an issue.
So we have no guards are big too. Guards are big. I mean, you want to take the under because of the guard, it might be more of a defensive half court type of game. You want to go under the 130 and a half without the guard? That's 70-60. Let's go under.
You want to go under without the guard. That's your play.
And we'll take Kansas. Hopefully, you want to alt Kansas to like.
What number do you have? I have a different book open. What does the dual have? What does dual have for the total?
130.5.
Okay, that's the same one here where I am.
Why don't we take it? Why don't we alt it under? Why don't we see if we can get it? You want to go a little higher? Give us a little more. Alt total points.
No, I don't think I mean 130. That's pretty low. I don't think I want to go any lower than that, Joe.
No, not lower. I mean, what do you mean? We'll go 136. We're going higher.
Oh, you want to you want to go on the plus side? All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to?
136.5 at -230. It gives us a little breathing room.
Breathing room.
And we'll put it. You want to put it with Kansas? Come on, get that bound. The kid's being mugged. What are we doing here? Call it.
Yeah, let's put it with Kansas.
The kid's getting hit. He's getting hammered on the ground. What are we doing?
All right, put it with Kansas.
You gotta be kidding me. What? I don't understand. The kid's got the ball. It's
over.
Like, Carver, it's a 6-point game. I'm catching 3.5. I'm going to jump through the screen and strangle you. I mean, really.
All right. What are we doing? Let's get this in here. One, Kansas, and you really, 136.5 you want to go up to?
Well, do you feel confident at the 130? You tell me. Tell me.
I mean, it's you know, it's this one of these one total moving the total around. I don't know. I don't put much stock into it.
Here we go. There he is. Seth Greenberg, the kid missed we got Seth Greenberg right here. Who's the former? Is that his name? The coach from Vatek?
I think so.
That's on game day.
I think so.
You're breaking
Look
it all
this,
down.
Man.
We missed free throws.
I got the screen tonight, Joe. Look at that. The screen got me. See that?
I don't know. We're missing free throws. Can we get a stop? Can we get? Don't give up threes. Guys, burying threes. I mean, chain of events. Down 9
all
now.
Right.
We can just never get close.
All right, let's get this in, Joe. This game's starting in 10 minutes. Under 136, Kansas -6.5.
Yeah.
How about this? Why don't you put a cherry on top? Houston money line.
No, I'm not doing that.
Texas said that game beating him without the kid.
Nah.
Money line. Gonna lose twice to him? Houston's gonna lose twice to them?
Let's take the over in the Kings Hornets game. 233. 233 brings it up to 406.
How about we play Monk? Monk for four threes.
And Monk for four threes.
And on top of the over?
Yeah.
No.
He's missing free throws, these kids.
No, I'm not Monk. You and this Monk.
Come on, take the over. 233. Come on. I'm putting it in.
Under 136.5 in Kansas -6.
Can we get a stop? We're down with the three ball. Get that bam. We're down 8, Carver. We're making a run here. Make a run. Come on, FSU. Bury that ball. Bury it. Not even close. This team is giving me, my face hurts. Oregon never had a sweat. I never had a sweat with Oregon. Never over the weekend. I was down 18. I never felt
never
more confident.
Never had a sweat?
Never. I was down 17. I never felt more confident. I took them +15.5. I just knew. This team, Florida State, gutless right now. Multiple chances to get this under 5. Meanwhile, it's like, look at this. You want to talk about sloppy play, ball handling. The guys, I feel like it's the Generals and Globetrotters out there.
They got the T.G. Allen jersey yet? Can you look on the golf ticket? Does jersey have the TGL?
I'm trying to look. Give me a second. It's under the golf? Let me take a look.
Should be under golf. You have all the tournaments. There should have TGL listed there.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I got. Where's the golf on this thing? No golf. Where? Soccer, tennis. Where'd the golf go?
You got to go down to all sports and click golf.
I thought we're in season on the golf. All of a sudden, no?
On Mondays and Tuesdays, they don't have the PGA logo, but you'd have to go to the golf.
TGL. Here it is.
Let's go.
The
Atlanta
Drive.
Atlanta. We're on Atlanta. Let's go. Atlanta.
Who's on that team?
Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, and God.
Guys, they're getting mugged. They're getting hit with everything but the kitchen sink. I got no calls at home. You want me to take this garbage? I'll take it.
Come on, get it on Atlanta with me. Let's go.
Fine. 20 bucks. That's only worth it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're down six.
Yo, SiriusXM 159. Pistons up 71-67 on the Clippers. You seen some of these games, Joe, this Cade Cunningham's had lately? This guy's been on fire. He had 38 yesterday. He's got 21-7-7 tonight.
Never when we're on him.
Never. You're right about that. Never when we're on him, he does this. Nuggets up 100-83 on the Pacers. Aaron Gordon with 23. Joker, 14 assists, Joe, after three quarters. 14 assists. Man, that would have been, that was a big number probably tonight. 14 assists. You got to be kidding me. This Murray with 4 threes, too. This Murray. Never would wear on him, Joe.
No.
Never would wear on him.
Yep. That's what happens,
I told you,
Corbin.
The Nets. The Nets are up six now. Said it at the half. We should have played the Nets.
You got it all figured out. It seems like, you know, you know what you're doing. I, you know, don't
Did
ask me.
Did you play
me.
This Edwards and this SGA?
Yeah, big deal. It doesn't matter. Your boy Dort, no threes. I mean, you know, set wood down eight. You know, it's just.
Isaiah Joe's got two threes.
Isaiah Joe. Now the has-been comes through.
Isaiah Joe's got a couple threes.
Never won more on
him. You zig and you zag. You always play Joe. He goes, does something. I play Dort. You go to Dort tonight. Isaiah Joe's got a couple threes.
We're down eight. You know, we're down eight. You know, we're down eight and we can't get close. As soon as we get close, we can't convert. As soon as we get to six, they bury a three. It's just we can never make that run. And we're expending a lot of energy. We have to try and cut this to like three within the 5 minute mark. We get it to three, we got a shot. I mean, I'm not sold on North Carolina's free throws coming down the stretch. So we have a shot here. We gotta play some defense though. I like the lineup.
You're not sold on their free throws coming down the stretch. You're not sold on it.
No.
Okay.
Why, is that a problem?
No, I'm just, I didn't know how versed you were with the North Carolina free throws.
I'm watching the game now. They're hitting everything but the kitchen sink. Nothing, the rim, the backboard.
I haven't seen him miss a shot the whole second half, the free throw.
That's from
they
the field.
They missed the free throw all half.
Yeah. Yes, they have. What are you kidding? They're banging free throws off the side. It's the three ball that's killing us.
Can you know what your other problem is in this game? Is there anyone there? Do you see all the empty seats here at this place?
Here we go. You know, I don't need an analysis.
What a send-off.
Again, the team sucks. We know the team sucks. I don't need you to bury
them. This is why Hamilton are forcing them out. I mean, God, you can't get anybody in the arena.
Yeah, we should call you Hammer Play because all you're doing is you're pounding the nail into the dirt, into the ground here. We're down eight. I need my partner to pick me up. Give me a little mojo. You're kicking me when I'm down. You're kicking me in the shins.
I got the under.
You got no shot with that. Just end it. Boy Dort.
Yeah,
I guess he was out last night. No threes.
Taken any? Is the volume there?
Doesn't matter. Why? What does it matter? I don't understand.
Well, how many threes has he attempted so far?
I haven't looked. I don't know.
Let's find out.
Good.
How many threes has he taken? Because the volume matters, Joe. Can't complain if the volume's there. If the volume's there, it is what it is.
You seem to have it all
figured
out.
He's only taken 1 3. There's no volume.
I guess it's a loser.
I mean, there's a lot of game left. I would call it a loser yet. I mean, they're in the first half. I mean, how many do you need from Dort?
Three.
Yeah, I mean, he'd get that in a half. But he's got to shoot. You know. He's not shooting the ball. He's got three shots overall, only 1 3. You know, there's a lot of mouths to feed on that team, Joe. That's why it gets tricky when you play them. That SGA, we love him, but he's a pig. He takes every shot.
Okay. All right.
Tough.
You got it. All right. There you go.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're back into this.